The Bulgaria ship was caught in a thunderstorm 2.5 hours before the end of the cruise. It rode on its right side and sank within minutes, leaving almost no chance for escape for the 108 passengers and crew on board.
We were buried alive inside the boat, this iron coffin. It sank, it went to the bottom. I nearly sank myself. We escaped through the loopholes, windows.
Rescuers scoured the waters of the Volga River in Tatarstan, about 750 kilometers east of Moscow. More than 80 people were rescued, and the chances of finding more survivors are slim. Relatives stood for hours on the shore, still hoping.
Our child was there.
The 55-year-old vessel left the port listing to starboard with a broken engine. Investigators also found it was overcrowded.
120 people were allowed by safety rules, but we established there were 185 people on board.
The transport ministry said the ship passed a technical inspection last month and was certified fit for use. President Dmitry Medvedev ordered a nationwide transport safety check.
The number of worn-out ships is out of limit. Their owners all over the country should either carry out major refit of their vessels or stop operating them.
The investigative committee launched a criminal case into the ship's sinking on charges of violation of water transport rules, causing death through negligence. The sinking of the Bulgaria boat is the biggest ship catastrophe in Russia in the past 3 decades. Tuesday has been declared a day of nationwide mourning. Svetlana Tikhomirova, Press TV, Moscow.